in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Who is excited about today? Has God not been faithful? Has God not been faithful? Can you thank Him for grace for these 21 days? Today being the last day, just go ahead, bless Him. Thank Him for the supply of the Spirit of grace and supplication. Thank Him for strength. Thank Him for strength. Thank Him for grace. Can you just go ahead and bless His name? Shamala baragadosa, imbragadose pele munde kila hadia. Go ahead and bless Him. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Bless His holy name. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord for the supply of the Spirit, for supernatural strengthenings, supernatural might, divine ability, the grace to pray, the grace to fast, the grace to wait upon the Lord for these 21 days. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. For renewing our strength like that of the eagle. Thank Him for taking us from strength to strength. Go ahead and bless Him. Mande boroso frahada gabagadi gibragadia. Kumbalatizo branda kabaronde sefreketeketekete. Go ahead and thank Him for harvest of answers, harvest of answers, harvest of answers, avalanche of testimonies. Thank Him for avalanche of answers, amazing testimonies. Oh yes, this is the confidence we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know we have the petition which we have required of Him. He's a prayer answering God. He said, call upon Me and I will answer you. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call upon Me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Just go ahead and bless His name. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank Him for the mighty, mighty testimonies. Mighty, mighty harvest of souls. Oh yes, the mega harvest of souls into the kingdom. The mega harvest of the miraculous healings, miracles, signs, wonders in mass. Oh yes, thank Him. Mande bo shalabadi for the harvest of finances, of favor. Mashabura sabalagida. Breakthroughs, open doors, divine encounters, satalia, labrando, sefelete, that are destiny defining and life transforming. Thank you, Father, for counting us as worthy laborers. We partner with you to usher in more laborers to reap the mega harvest in Jesus' name. You might be seated. Just a word of exhortation and then we'll pray and round up. Acts chapter 2 verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but for me and for many people here, we have shifted these 21 days back. It's not just about GICC. It's about you. I told you that prayer changes you. Prayer and fasting. It changes you more than it changes things. I know it changes things in your favor. But look at it. The greater impact of this 21 days prayer and fasting is what it has done in you. The impact, the transformation it has brought to your life. Let me tell you, neighbor, we have shifted. We have been divinely upgraded. Ay, ay, ay. The way I'm feeling like this, we are ready for China, honestly. It's as if we should enter China right now, honestly, and India. All those people worshipping cows, they need us. They need us. I'm telling you, people need help. Do you know how many people are not saved in the world? All these one pastors are dragging members. Did it nauseate me? Do you know over the world population is over 8 billion now? Over 8 billion. And out of that 8 billion, the Christian is 2 point something billion. It's not over up to 3 billion that are Christian. That's Christian religion. Now inside that Christian religion, having 2 point something billion, many of them are not even born again. There are even some religion that are cult that they class together with us under Christian religion. Am I communicating? That's to tell you over 8 minus 2 point something is how much? Over 6 point something billion people are not saved. What? There is enough work to be done that will last all of us full-time ministry. I'm telling you, so much work to be done. The nations are waiting for us. You think we'll stay in Jos forever? You are joking. Jos is only our Jerusalem. Am I communicating? Judea is waiting. Samaria is waiting. And where is the final destination? Unto the uttermost part of the earth. Every God-ordained ministry is mandated to produce global impact. It is in the DNA of the gospel to go global and to produce global impact. The vision is a global vision. Am I communicating? It's not local, it's global. We may start local, but we will not remain from where we are. Am I communicating? Nations are waiting. I'm telling you, there are nations that desperately need this gospel we are preaching. There is so much ignorance out there, so much darkness. Isaiah prophesied, he saw the end time darkness. He said, darkness shall cover the earth and cross darkness the people. Isaiah 60 from verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He said, for behold, the darkness, definite article, shall cover the earth and cross darkness the people. But guess what? The darker the night, the brighter we shine. You know, the value of light is in darkness. And Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And the gospel he gave us to preach is called the light, the glorious gospel is light. The Lord sent a word into Jacob and it lighted upon Israel. The word of God is light. The gospel is light. It brings civilization. It brings development. It gives life to people. Am I communicating? We've been sent as colonial masters to colonize the earth realm, to colonize our cosmos and ethnos for our Lord and King with the life of the kingdom, the civilization of the kingdom. Am I communicating? The culture of the kingdom. We are colonial emissaries. We are here on assignment. We are different from the people of this world. We are not part of the problem. We are their solution. That's the truth. We are not part of the world's darkness. Rather, we are their solution. That's why I said we are not the needy ones. We are the needed ones. Because light is solution. Jesus said, Matthew 5 verse 14, you are the light of the world. Light is the solution to darkness.
Darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, his glory shall be seen. No wonder Jesus said, let your light so shine before men, because if you hide it, they will die in darkness. They will continue to group in darkness. Say with me, I'm a solution provider. I'm a savior from Zion. I'm a package of solution. I am sent as a solution to the darkness of this world. You know, the thicker the darkness, the more the light shines. You know what? The darker the night, the brighter we shine. So let Satan do his worst in the world. As long as we are here, we are solution. We are the restraining power of evil. We are the preservative of the earth realm. No wonder I say you are the salt of the earth. Salt gives taste. Salt gives flavor. The reason why this world is this sweet is because of us. We are the one giving taste. Am I communicating? Salt is a preservative. We are the restraining power of this world. Anything you see Satan doing in this world, the kingdom of darkness, just know that, multiply it by times 1 million, Satan will have done that if we were not around. It will have been worse. I'm telling you, that's why Satan is just waiting for the church to be raptured. You will see his full-blown wickedness promax released on the earth realm, in the earth realm. Am I communicating? As the coming of Christ draws closer, Satan is become more satanic. His wickedness is on the increase. The devil is releasing more demons from hell to the earth because he knows that his time is short. So demons are doing overtime. Satan is going to and fro doing overtime. But the problem is believers are sleeping. Wake up. Am I communicating? We should double our effort. He said, occupy till I come. Isn't it? Our master sent us on an errand. He gave us an assignment. We shouldn't treat it with laxity. This is my motivation. This is why we do what we do. It's not because a man of God wants to be popular. I think of the gospel of Jesus. I think of the world that is in darkness. I think of the suffering humanity. I see the darkness that the world is in. And as far as I'm concerned, I know that the only hope, according to Jesus, is the gospel. The gospel is the only hope of this world. No government can save you from the darkness in this world. I'm telling you, not even US government. See, the kind of problem this end time that will hit the earth, even superpowers will be confused. Even the best of brains, the best of leaders will come to their wits' end. They will know what to do. The gospel is a universal panacea. It's the ultimate solution. It's the antidote to the darkness in this world. That is why I preach the gospel. I double my effort. Sometimes I feel tired. My wife is here. We have to go here, go here. Go with this radio station, come here, minister here. You know, sometimes I will feel tired, even from snow. After all the stress of snow, before we get home, sometimes around 5, 6, and I have a radio program by 8, with all the tiredness, I'll just rest one up. Sometimes my body will just say, just relax on the bed. But when I think of the need for the gospel, I am motivated. Someone out there needs. Someone out there needs to hear this life-saving message. You heard the testimony that Pastor Nenkub shared about today's broadcast. I spoke on dealing with the storms of life through the power of hope. The Lord told me so many people are, in fact, some are going hopeless. You understand? I was awake preparing for this morning's broadcast. I slept around after 4 a.m. today. I was awake since yesterday. I'm preparing for my ministration today. And I'm still here. And later I have a ministration. After the welcome special. What is our motivating? What is driving us? Is the love of Christ? Is this gospel? Paul said the love of Christ constrained us. It controls or it impels us. when I think that somebody out there may die if I don't preach this gospel. Someone out there needs to hear this message. Someone out there is depending on this message. This is the only hope of the world. It's the gospel of Christ. There is no solution elsewhere. I'm telling you the truth. Give me Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Look at what Peter said. He said, there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. This is the only solution. This is the only way to salvation. Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say, I am a way. Forget this religious plurality that they are promoting all over the world. Nonsense. Jesus said, I am the way. That's a definite article. That means any other way is wrong. There are no other ways to God. You know, let me tell you what the religions of the world are teaching. They said, you know, there are many ways to God. The Christians have their own way of serving God. The Muslims have their own way. The Buddhists have their own way. The Hindu have their own way. The Shintoists have their own way. The Confucianists. You see, that's arrant nonsense. Jesus said, I am the way. No one can come to the Father except through me. So if you don't have Jesus, no hope for you. And if you die in that state, you are headed for a godless eternity. It's not even hellfire. Hellfire is transit camp. There is somewhere worse than hellfire. It's called lake of fire. I've taught you. Sinners will not spend eternity in hellfire. It's lake of fire. Because even hellfire shall be cast into the lake of fire. Forever banished from God's presence. Forever tormented. Forever and ever and ever. It's not a place to go. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. People are looking for truth everywhere. Jesus said, I am the truth. I'm the reality. I'm the reality that Muhammad was looking for. I'm the reality that Buddha was looking for. It's just that Satan, the god of this world, have blinded people's mind. They can't see the truth. So you come preach to them, they start arguing. They say, you want me to leave my religion and join your religion? That's not what we are saying. Is Christianity even a religion? That's not what we are saying. Jesus said, I am the way. He says, this is the record. 1 John 5:11. God has given us eternal life. This life is in his Son. Whosoever has the Son has this life. Whosoever does not have the Son does not have this life. It's only in Christ, through Christ, that you can receive eternal life. The life of God. That will recreate your human spirit, get you born again. And only those that have eternal life are going to heaven. I've taught you before. Eternal life is not something you will receive in the sweet by and by. Eternal life is not what Christians will receive when they get to heaven. Eternal life is what you receive the day you got born again. In fact, it was because you receive eternal life when you confess Jesus as your Lord. That's why your spirit was reborn. It was that the reception of that eternal life, the impartation of the life of God that recreated your human spirit and got you born again, that gave you the nature of God. Am I communicating? That makes you a child of God. Because you have his life now. And only people with that life will go to heaven. Jesus said, I am the life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Do you know, at the end of Muhammad's life, he said he's not even sure where he's going. And look at his followers today, plenty, causing terrorism everywhere. Ishmael, Abraham's mistake. Look at how the world is suffering for it now. Almost all terrorism in the world is traced to Islam. All of them. Is it Hamas? Is it Hezbollah? Is it Hezbollah, how they call it? Is it ISIS? Is it Boko Haram? Just name any terrorist group. Is it Al-Qaeda? Is it Al-Qaeda? What's the name of that one that Osama bin Laden was part of? any terrorist group you mention today is traceable to Islam. It's a spirit, it's a demon spirit, antichrist spirit. You understand? You see how people are being deceived into hell? Every pilgrimage, some people will gather and wear white clothes. Meanwhile, their heart is black. And then they are marching around is it Mecca or Kaaba or what they call it? They will go seven times. And once they start that march, there is no stopping. So if you fall down, they will trample you to death. They can only stop after they go seven times, as if it's Wall of Jericho. So do you know, every time they do that march, at the end, there are so many dead people that they carry, injured people. Stampede. It's a sacrifice, though, to demons. Because demons are inside that thing that they call Kaaba. They just sacrifice human being to them. People are being deceived. The Bible says the God of this world has blinded their mind. That's why when you are ministering to preaching to all these Muslims, don't start doing argument. Don't try to win them from intellectual perspective. It will not work. It's the power of the Spirit. You preach the gospel under the anointing. It's the Holy Ghost that can convict them and bring them to Christ. No amount of grammar will work. If you want to talk to them from intellectual angle, you have lost. Because they will start telling you, you people, Christian, you say Jesus is the Son of God. Does God have a wife? They will be asking you very stupid questions. He said, how can you say Jesus is the Son of God? Say, Allah does not have a son. Allah does not have a wife. In fact, they will say it's abomination. To them, what they have been made to believe, what they have been indoctrinated with, and they start indoctrinating them from childhood. You see them, la 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 la. You see all those, they are malam with cane. They burn you well. No talk. You have to be chanting that, you know. It's a chant. It's a demonic chant. La 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 la. If you keep quiet small, the malam that is doing like as if he's sleeping, he's listening, you know. If you don't talk, boy, very long koboko. It's a system of discipleship. They indoctrinate them from childhood so that by the time they grow up, it becomes too late. It will take the power of God to break that yoke and bring them out of Islam. Am I communicating? People are being deceived. Jesus said, I am the way. The God we are serving is not the same as the God the Muslims are serving. Because some Christians have been deceived to believe that. It's a lie, yo. Am I communicating? The gospel is the only hope of this world. He says, go back, Acts 4 verse 12. Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other. If my Father's name could save me, then I don't need to preach the gospel. I don't even need to be a Christian. There is no salvation in any other. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. Look at it. Neither is there salvation in any other. Is there any religion in this world that there is that preaches forgiveness of sin or remission of sin? There is none. No. All these, our Ishmaelite Muslim brothers, that all these, they are giving of alms. All these, they are fasting. All these, they are alms work. All those things they do. Praying five times a day, observing it. Even marriage, especially for the ladies, is to fulfill, they do all those things in order to earn God's righteousness. Thus, at least God should consider them and tick them right. They are trying to end the righteousness of God. And the Bible says, by the works of the law shall no man be justified in God's sight. If righteousness can be gotten by the law or by your works, then Jesus would not have come. There was no need. Many Muslim ladies, they don't marry for love. I had a Muslim classmate. She's a doctor today. If I'm more than one. She used to laugh we Christians that are doing love, especially Christian ladies. Say them, they don't marry for love. They marry to fulfill part of their righteousness. So that's why they can become second wife, third wife, fourth wife, fifth wife. It doesn't matter. When last did you see a Muslim lady say she want to marry, she married a Christian guy? When last did you see that? They will cut off her head. You know, if you try them. Who will she even tell? Is it her father? Her father will be the first to stone her to death. How dare you say I have feelings for him? Ah, the feeling will die, you. Impossible. It's only foolish Christian ladies that I hear that say, I'm in love with a guy. Who is he? He's actually a Muslim, Shah, but he's a good guy. Ah. I've seen. See, things like that, I just feel like entering the ground. How can, what does the Bible say? Don't be unequally yoked with unbeliever. See, I have feelings for him. Kill the feeling. Period. Kill it. Nonsense. Am I communicating? Can you go and marry a Muslim? Somebody that is not born again. You marry an unbeliever. Satan will become your father-in-law. Express, you have opened your home. And you know, your father-in-law have right to your house. You have invited him. Don't call us later for counseling. Enjoy your foolishness. Am I communicating? Doesn't make sense. You see, Christian marry Muslim because of money. Even getting pregnant for them when they are dating. Because he has money. Because Alhaji gave you some money. Mumu. Your eternity is what you are trading for mundane things. Say he bought you iPhone, latest iPhone. Mumu, idiot. What? Now, some Christian ladies have lost their salvation because of this thing I'm telling you. Because if you marry a Muslim man, see, it's a spectrum. Initially, he will tell you, no problem, you can be going to church, you can practice your Christianity, I will not disturb you. Nah, lie. He may allow you for a while, then later, it's just a matter of time. He will force you to convert to Islam after he marries you. Before you know, we'll see you start putting a hijab and putting this thing like this. So change your name, give Ajia, they will give you name Ajia Aisha. Say, is it this person that used to be in AGM? Mugwe, Ajia, God forbid that it will never happen to you. They will force you will do that, they are wanka. They call you wanka WhatsApp. And they will wash that slate and give you to drink, and they will force you to renounce Christ. And that is unforgivable. If you renounce Jesus, you will lose your salvation, and you cannot get it back. You are doomed for hell. Is it worth it? Because of what? Is it money? Men don't finish. Even if men finish, stay single. You don't need marriage to go to heaven. If you don't see any correct man, stay single. It won't stop you from fulfilling purpose. It won't stop you from going to heaven. Say, because you are under pressure. Say, I'm thirsty. Anything that looks like liquid, you now drink. Oh yeah, drink poison and drink otapiapia. Say, because you are thirsty. Am I communicating? Get sense, oh. There is no salvation in any other name. There is no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Salvation is only in the name of Jesus. Period. Not in the name of Muhammad. Not in the name of Buddha. Am I communicating? Even my father's name cannot save me. It's only in the name of Jesus. This is why we preach. Isaiah 9 verse 1. Are you learning something? The gospel is the only hope of the world. It's the only thing that can save humanity from this terrorist
government of Satan, this end time. We are in the end time. Look at the events happening. And let us pray that it doesn't degenerate into a third world war. Because this is how the thing will start. You don't know. Third world war can break out from this Israel-Hamas-Israel-Gaza crisis. You don't know. Third world war can break out. Already, Russia and Ukraine are still doing their own. You understand? Third world war can break out. It can happen. But our prayer will stop it. Because the church is still on earth. If we leave, they can kill themselves later. Am I communicating? But not now. This is not the time of the Antichrist government. This is the church age. Okay? It's still the church age. As long as we've not been raptured, it's the church age. From the day of Pentecost till date, till before rapture, is the church age. So the church is ruling, the church is reigning in victory. We are the one in charge here. We are the one running things. Now we the run things. Everybody, now we the run things. After we don't run and finish, we now take off our first flight, rapture. The Antichrist can now run things for 7 years. If limited period, sir, because we'll come back after 7 years. Am I communicating? That's the second coming of Christ. He said, nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in vexation, when at the first lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea. You see, this land were being grievously afflicted beyond Jordan, in the Galilee of the nations. Now look at verse 2. The people that walked in darkness, the people in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali that were greatly afflicted, in verse 1, it says the people are in darkness. They were walking in darkness. They have seen a great light. Can you shout amen? Amen. And the gospel is light. Am I communicating? And we are the light of the world. We are the solution. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. How do we bring solution? By preaching the gospel. Am I communicating? The greatest thing you can give people is not money. It's the gospel of Christ. Did you hear what I just said? This is the greatest gift to humanity. God's greatest gift. The gospel of Christ. That will save them and give them eternal life. That will heal them. That will deliver them. That will give them hope. Am I communicating? That will settle their eternity. Set them on the right course. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death. Can you see where they were dwelling? In the land of the shadow of death. How else are you going to dominate death if not through the gospel? Am I communicating? He said, upon them at what? The light shine. Can you shout amen? And Jesus is that great light. And Jesus is the word of God made flesh. And this is the gospel that we preach. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. The life was the light of men. And you know, light represents what? Civilization and development. Light brings civilization and development. And he said, in Jesus is life. The life of God's Zoe. And that life is the light of men. Am I communicating? Next verse, verse 5. He says, and the light shineth in darkness. The world is in darkness. They need the light of Christ through the gospel. And the darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. Next verse. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. Next verse. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might be saved. We are his witnesses today. Say, you shall receive power. You shall be witnesses unto me.
We are preaching that gospel of light. We are witnessing for Christ. Next verse. He said, he was not that light. John the Baptist was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. He said, that was the light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Every man is lightable. There is nobody too lost that cannot be saved as long as they are still alive. There is hope for salvation. The only time it becomes hopeless is when the person dies in their sin. Am I communicating? There is nobody too lost that cannot be saved by the gospel. No matter how hardened the sinner or hardened the criminal is, the gospel of Christ, like hammer, will break their heart, will break their rocky heart, their stony heart. Am I communicating? Light of Christ will penetrate and save them. The convicting power of the Spirit will arrest them. Glory to God. Jesus is the true light. That means they are false lights. That means they are fake lights. Jesus is the true light. Glory to God. In Isaiah 9 verse 8, he said the Lord sent a word into Jacob. It lighted upon Israel. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and that word, do you know the word of God is light? He said, thy word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. The entrance of thy word, it giveth light. Psalm 119. And it giveth understanding unto the simple. The word of God is light. The Lord sent a word into Jacob. It lighted upon Israel. It brought civilization. It brought healing, deliverance, salvation. Am I communicating? It brought peace, love, joy, all those things. It lighted upon Israel. Praise God. I say praise God. Kalibalakataya. Can you remember when Philip went down to Samaria to preach the gospel? At the end of the day, the Bible said there was great joy in that city. Why was there great joy? Because he brought them the gospel of the kingdom. And the kingdom was advanced and established in the land of Samaria. And the Bible said the kingdom of God is not just in eating and drinking, but in what? Righteousness. In what? Peace. And then joy in the Holy Ghost. Anywhere the kingdom comes, there is righteousness there, there is joy there is peace there. Peace in this world will not come from anywhere. It's from the kingdom. This is why we preach, to establish the kingdom. We bring people into the kingdom. We establish the kingdom in their heart. Because Jesus said, in the world you will not have peace, but in me you will have peace. He said, my peace I give unto you. Not like the peace of the world. The peace of this world is unreliable. Today there is peace, tomorrow there is no peace. Are you getting me? Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. In me there is peace. In Christ there is perfect peace. So when we preach the gospel, people come to Christ, the kingdom is established in their heart, and then they enjoy peace. Territories enjoy peace. Why? The kingdom has come. And with the kingdom comes peace. With the kingdom, the same thing, righteousness. The problem of corruption, the problem of iniquity and sin will not end. The solution is bringing the kingdom. Am I communicating? Establish the kingdom in people's heart, across territories, across every strata of society, because with anywhere the kingdom goes, there is righteousness. The reign of righteousness. Am I communicating? Romans 13:17. Give me Romans 13:17. Or is it 14:17? Okay, give me 13:17 first. Okay, give me for 13:17. Glory to God. Oh, we are establishing the reign of Christ. Okay, 14. Thank you. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, okay? It is what? Righteousness. Peace. And what? You see, three important things that the kingdom of God brings.
Anywhere the kingdom is established, those three things follow. Number one, righteousness. So the fight against corruption will never end until the kingdom come, until the kingdom is established there. First in the people's heart, then in the secular government, in that nation, in that territory, in that country. Am I communicating? Righteousness and what? Peace. And then what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Anywhere the kingdom comes to, it brings these three things. Am I communicating? It brings these three things. This is how to experience peace in any territory. This is how to experience peace in any family. This is how to experience peace in people's heart. You bring in the kingdom. Am I communicating? And how do they get into the kingdom? It's by being born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Except a man be born of the water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. So being born again is a gateway, the passport. Is an initiation into kingdom life. Am I communicating? The day you got saved, you became a citizen, bona fide citizen of God's kingdom. Thank God we are citizens. We are preaching the gospel to give other people visa. To give them visa. Am I? Isn't it? To make them citizens of our kingdom too. Glory to God. So, Philip went down to Samaria and he preached Christ. He preached the gospel to them. And the Bible says, unclean spirit, God confirmed his word with signs and wonders. There was so much healing, deliverance, and all of that. And the people gave attention. And when he made altar call, even Elimas the sorcerer, the number one wizard that had bewitched the entire people of Samaria, the whole city, he bewitched them with sorcery. Magician, notable, that the people respect. His power was so broken because Philip came with a superior power of God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. He saw Simon the sorcerer. I say Elimas, sorry. It's Simon the sorcerer. Simon the sorcerer, he saw a superior power to his own. And then he gave up. So when Philip was making altar call, him to join them. And the Bible said there was great joy in that city. Do you think that city will not experience peace? There will be peace. You think there will be no righteousness? There will. Listen, any territory on earth that the kingdom has not been established, automatically another kingdom is colonizing it. And guess which kingdom? The kingdom of darkness. There is no neutral ground. Mm-mm. No vacuum anywhere. This earth, all the unoccupied territories are already colonized by the kingdom of darkness. That's why we have to engage in warfare and dislodge those powers. Am I communicating? We come with superior authority, superior power, engage in spiritual warfare, use our God-given authority in Christ, break the power of darkness, establish the kingdom there. Am I communicating? Win souls to Christ and usher in the reign of righteousness, which will put an end to corruption, which will put an end to what? Iniquity, sin, immorality, all those things that is bedeviling the world. The gospel is the solution. Establish the kingdom by preaching, teaching, and demonstrating the gospel. This is how we advance and establish the kingdom in any territory, in people's life. How? By preaching, by teaching, and demonstrating the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. This is why we are holding GICC. Glory to God. I'm so excited. Anytime I think of the harvest of souls that are coming into the kingdom, it gives me so much joy. Even if we spend $100 billion to see only one soul saved through GICC, it is more than worth it. Because Jesus said, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? In other words, Jesus is saying that all the world and the wealth of the world is not worth the soul of one man. So even if we spend $100 billion just to get one soul saved through GICC is more than worth it. But guess what? God will save more than one soul. We are seeing harvests of multitudes. Am I communicating? This is called deep sea fishing, mechanized fishing. We are not using hook. No. We are throwing in what? Nets in plural. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, heaven will celebrate because there is so much joy. Anytime a sinner gets saved, heaven will see multitude coming. Oh, heaven will dance. Heaven will throw party. Glory to God. The kingdom brings peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. He said, unto us a son is given. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government. You know, when you talk of the government of God, you are talking of the kingdom of God, the rule of God. He said, the government shall be upon his shoulder. The shoulder is talking of the body of Christ. You know, your shoulder is part of your body, right? So it's the body of Christ. Jesus is the head, okay? He's in charge of the government, but the church, of which all believers, including you and I, belong, we are part of the shoulder. It says the government shall be upon his shoulder. In other words, the church is in charge. We are in charge. Let me tell you about, we are in charge on earth. We are ruling and reigning in this world. We are dominating it for Jesus. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful. And I told you, it's Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, because Amplified puts it clearer. But don't go to Amplified. The Prince of Peace. Look at that last title. Jesus is called what? The Prince of Peace. Anywhere you establish the kingdom through preaching, teaching, demonstrating the gospel, anywhere you establish the kingdom, the peace of God will reign there. The peace of God come. Am I communicating? No government on earth can give you peace. Don't be deceived. They are trying their best, but the thing is beyond their power. Life is spiritual. That's why we pray for government. We pray for security, parastatus. They need spiritual help. But God's kingdom, peace is guaranteed. Security is guaranteed. Am I communicating? He said, in righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from terror and from oppression. It will not come near you. Of the increase, verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace. You see, his government comes with peace. His kingdom comes with peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Was it Ron Kenoly? Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. You remember that song? Sing to the ancient of days. You know, I used to enjoy all those songs. Man, when we intimacy do for us now, all this sweet, sweet Ron Kenoly, all those songs. Glory to God. It says it's an everlasting kingdom. All the earthly kingdom. Oh, don't miss tomorrow's service. I'm going to do a rundown. You know, all the earthly kingdom that have ruled this planet, they came and left. We saw them rise to power. They ruled the world for a while, but they were conquered. They were destroyed. They are no more. Where is Egyptian kingdom today? That Pharaoh was in charge. That the children of Israel were in captivity there. Do you know, at a point, Egypt was world power then. The Egyptian empire, in fact, civilization began from Egypt. If you read about history, civilization, global civilization in history, started from Africa or Egypt. Not America, not UK. It was Egypt. Egypt was the first world power, superpower. But it was built on the wisdom of Joseph and on the back of God's children. Am I communicating? That were slaves. Where is the Egyptian empire today? Where is all their power? That's past. Earthly kingdom. Then Assyrian kingdom. Assyria came. They ruled this world at a point. But where are they today? Then after Assyria, Babylon. The Babylonian empire. The great Nebuchadnezzar. that ruled this whole world, controlled many other kingdoms, so much wealth and influence. Where are they today? Then that one took pass. They were conquered by the Medo-Persian Empire. Where is Persia today? Where is the Persian kingdom? Do you know Persia is Iran? Why this one is Iraq? Babylon is Iraq. Present day Iraq was where Babylon was, the Babylonian Empire. Why present day Iran was where the Persian Empire was located? These were world power at some point. They ruled this world, but they are no more earthly kingdoms. The Greek Empire conquered the Medo-Persian Empire, the Persians. Alexander the Great. Now, today, where is the Greek Empire? They were so powerful. At 33 years, Alexander the Great had conquered the world. But after his death, his kingdom was divided among his four generals. Daniel talked about it. Today, where is Greek Empire? It's no more. Because they too were conquered by the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was the strongest empire in history and the most organized empire. See, the Roman Empire was the best in terms of organization, was the best that is closest to the kingdom of God. That was why Jesus came when the Roman Empire were the one ruling the planet. Very organized and very strong. But as strong and organized as they were, ruled by Caesar, where is the Roman Empire today? They came, they passed, they came. Only the kingdom of God. Somebody say, only the kingdom of God. We reign forever. Today, US, there was a time UK were the one ruling the world, because even US was colonized by Great Britain. Great Britain, as small as they are, look at them on the map. These are small in landmass, but do you know they colonized US? They were more advanced technology. They colonized India. Do you know the population of India? They colonized Japan, part of China, a large chunk of African country, including Nigeria. The initial national anthem was "All Hail the Queen." Have you heard the national anthem? Before independence, it was "All Hail the Queen of England," though, because they were the colonial masters. Those days that they were deceiving our great 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 grandparents with Miro. Somebody will bring Miro and then they say, "Collect my son, let him, you will sell him into slave because of Miro." "Oh, bring chocolate, bring this one. They've not seen it before. Ah, I better collect my last one." Selling them into slavery. Praise God. America is world power, but it will not last. See, all earthly kingdom will come and pass. Only the kingdom of God. Somebody say his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. It's an unshakable kingdom. Oh, it says we having received a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Nothing can shake it. Recession cannot shake it. War cannot shake it. Famine cannot shake it. No, nothing. Satan cannot shake it. It's an unshakable kingdom. All other earthly kingdoms are shakable. Satan can shake them like this and they are no more. "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and justice." There is no judgment and justice in the earth realm. There is no perfect justice and judgment. It's only the kingdom of God that can guarantee what? Justice, true justice and judgment. Am I communicating? Don't expect perfect judgment from any earthly court run by a human being. Only the kingdom of God can give you that. Glory to God. That's why they will carry case and go to court. The person that is guilty will end up being acquitted. The one that is even innocent, they may even convict him. That is earthly court. Some people say they won election by thievery, by bribery. They stole mandate. You can see what the presidential panel did. That's what you get from human beings. After the judges were bribed, hope our lawyers will not become like that. Where are the lawyers, Zef? See Esther here. Now we are training you. Don't become like all those judges there. Oh. Is it Justice Amani? What was else their name? After talking long grammar. How many hours? Now speak grammar. They became counsel for the defense for Tinubu. God will help Nigeria. After he has credited their account with how many million each. Now listen, only God's system can give you perfect justice. Hallelujah. Oh, rise to your feet. We must preach this gospel. I speak this with so much passion. Oh, this is the only hope the world has. There is no any other message that can deliver this world. There is no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. We need to preach this gospel. Reach out from where you are. Your family, your community, your city, your nation. We need to tell the untold. Use every available platform and medium to communicate this life-saving gospel. So many are under demonic deception. So many. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 3. He says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Can you see this? Look at their condition, verse 4. He says, in whom the God of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. You see, a blind person does not appreciate light. Am I communicating? Look at their spiritual condition. Their minds are blinded. He said, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse 5. He said, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. Verse 6. He says, Malato Sakataya. He said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our heart. So you pray the same way God commanded the light to shine out of darkness and has shined in our heart. You pray for God to shine the light in their heart. You pray to destroy that demonic blindfold in their heart. Let the light of the gospel shine. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. And where is it located? In the face of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the substance, the testimony, the substance and testimony of the gospel. Jesus is the substance and testimony of scriptures. Jesus is the substance and testimony of scripture. Am I communicating? I want you to cry out. This is our motivation. We can't be silent about this. We can't be quiet. There is no any other option. You know, some Christians, they take this kingdom assignment, they take the Great Commission as if there is another option. As if there is another option to save humanity. This is humanity's last hope. This is humanity's only hope. Humanity is headed for a godless eternity without this life-saving gospel that we preach. We have to put it everywhere. This is why you should double your effort. Become part of this. Put your money. Put it in the gospel. Put it in GIC. Make the sacrifice. Put your money. Listen, this is the most important thing you can use your money for. To push the gospel. To save lives. Put it into avalanche of good news broadcast. Put it anywhere that has to do with gospel. Put it there. The unreached must be rich. The over 6 point something billion that are unsaved must be saved. They must. But how can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they are sent or sponsored? Am I communicating? Very important. That's why you must partner with this gospel. There is no excuse. God is not going to reward you at the judgment seat of Christ. Jesus will not reward you for how many degrees you backed. He won't reward you for how many professorial titles, even though all of that is good. It's just a means to an end. They are not education, your schooling, your job. They are not an end in themselves. These are platforms for you to do the main work. At the judgment seat of Christ, Jesus will not thank you for being a doctor. I'm a trained doctor, but it's not going to reward me for being a doctor, for having MBBS. It's only going to reward me for what I used my platform as a doctor or as a lawyer or as an engineer. What did I use that platform and opportunity to do in terms of advancing his kingdom? How many people came to Christ? How many lives were transformed for the gospel? Am I communicating? That's what he rewards us for. It's for kingdom business, our faithfulness, our investment there. Jesus will not reward me for being the world's richest man, even though it's not bad, but he's going to reward me for what my money did for the kingdom. How many souls came to Christ? How was the gospel advanced through my money? Kenneth Copeland is the major financier of Reinhard Bonnke Crusade. Without his money, Reinhard Bonnke wouldn't have done most of the things he did. And Reinhard Bonnke won over 79 million souls in his lifetime. The last time I checked, he had handed over to Daniel Kolenda. It's 89 million now. 89 million souls have come to Christ through the gospel. All this is possible because people put in their resources. People put in their time. They were willing to sacrifice their life to make this thing work. The missionaries, they risked their life to bring God the gospel. Some of them died of malaria. Then malaria was like HIV. There was no cure. Some of them, they died on the journey, on the sea. But the rest were not discouraged. They made that sacrifice to bring us the gospel. Which sacrifice are you making to take this gospel to those that need it? Am I communicating? Don't be selfish. Don't be greedy. I'm speaking by the Spirit. We need to reach out. The world, there's a lost world out there. Am I communicating? Palaka sakataya. The burden of the gospel, the burden of the lost, the passion must burn in your heart. You must make God and His kingdom agenda your number one priority, your number one passion, your number one pursuit in life. Didn't Jesus say in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these other things others are dying to get shall be added to you? Don't minor or major. Major or majors, minor or minor. Am I communicating? This is the most important thing. This is why we are on earth. Glory to God. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. You have your world, I have my world. You have your sphere of influence and contact, I have mine. We need to go and touch the world for Jesus. Just lift up your voice. Say, Father, I receive grace. Luke 2:49, Jesus said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? Father, I receive grace to go about my Father's business. I receive great grace to go about my Father's business with all seriousness, with all passion. We are shilabatai. Let this thing burn. Let this passion burn in your heart the way it's burning in my heart. Catch the burden of the Spirit. Likobatia. Think of those family members of yours that are not yet saved. Think of the darkness in your territory. Think of your school. Think of your neighborhood. Think of your workplace. People, the untold need to be told. There are people wallowing in darkness. He said, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the region of the shadow of death, to them light has shined. Liga Bakata. We have finally discovered the one most important thing that is worth putting our entire life into, that is worth putting all our resources into, that is worth putting everything, investing our time, our energy, our talent, our treasures, our resources. We finally discovered is the gospel of Christ. Oh yes, oh yes, it is more than worth it. Oh yes, that's the only thing. Your commitment to the gospel, your commitment to the Great Commission, to kingdom advancement and establishment on earth through the preaching of the gospel. That's the only thing Jesus will reward us for when we meet him at the judgment seat of Christ.
All other things he has given us are platforms. They are only a means to an end. Your job is a platform. Your work is a platform. Your money is a platform. It's a medium. It's a means. Your school is a platform. Your ashiga balakataya rendo bose prekete ekondo sabalakida. Say, Father, give me grace to take kingdom business with all seriousness. Father, give me grace. Oh yes, inoculate me with fresh fire, with fresh zeal. I refuse to be quiet about this matter. La barando boko so brakata kabarakatai.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sagon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.